fingers aren't going to stick your nose out there.
Yeah, we've started. We're fine.
We'll
shut the roller door.
Yep, close.
No.
That's all carrot, no lock. I like the way you just look at that, that just says it.
I've got problems, man.
No lock.
All clear, Mark?
All clear.
Dual cells, so they just follow each
other. That's actually picking up that rumble we heard.
Yeah, just give them a look.
What's the scale? Sort of what's the scale?
0, 1500 newton. That's right, 15 kilonewton. It's 15 kilonewton, right? For a motor that size, it sounds
that
right.
That thrust is...
Full scale.
That thrust is motor pulse. Yeah.
Is the caro coming on?
Hang on. Which? What are we monitoring
motor
here?
Motor pulse.
Right. No, what are these?
That's this one's the pressure, right? Those two are the loads. That one's the pressure.
Yeah.
That one there is like a timing signal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. Igniter, caro open, and oxygen open, right? And all's right up to there. Now, you've got the burst of caro starting to come out, giving you a little bit of thrust. Chamber pressure is going up here and just leaping around all over the place.
That's... Yeah.
Here is a massive transition though. It seems as if
we have to
something
view this.
Funny happened with the oxygen.
Hang on.
Because there's plenty of caro. We know that the caro valve was open all
we
the time.
We have to view this in light of the high speed film. We have to view the data here.
Parallel.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hang on. But the
do we have a timing signal? What's the scale on
no.
this?
Idea. Looking at that, that's 20 seconds, so each of these is a second, I suggest.
Well, who was in charge of the chart recorder?
Guys outside.
Hang on, the scale will be written on it.
Well,
I
guess
it will.
Are these... Is that what?
Coming up.
Up to 16.
16, yeah, something like
but it does it incredibly cleanly, like it's just a...
You have to look at the graph to find out what we're talking about.
Mm.
Actually, we might have even gone a bit too slow. I'd say that's probably what's happening.
Was, yeah. You've got a stable burn there now, and that's well past. No, it is. It's constant. It's not sputtering.
Constant, yes. I'd use. Oh, it is a bit.
Not anywhere near as much.
Keep in mind, we could be as much as plus minus 1 second now on this.
No, that's definitely it.
Sure looks that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it wasn't really very much time.
Fine, okay.
Alright. It's still only 13 seconds.
No, that's 13 seconds as well into the continuous burn.
Mm.
You can see the pump.
Alright. Well, it was a pretty spectacular firing. When it went off in the first place, there was a big cloud of orange flame spewing down the runway there. And, that was definitely a very spectacular firing. When the flare went off, it was as normal. Then the kerosene came out in a very big plume of flame running right down the roadway. Unfortunately, it's not what we wanted. It appears that that was a very spectacular firing. The flare went off as we expected. The kerosene valve opened as we expected, but it appears that the oxygen valve didn't open as we expected, or opened late. so that we got a very large orange cloud, a flame, roaring right down the roadway there. Big black plume in front of it as it blew out the nozzle, and an orange flame downstream of that. This went on for 5 or 10 seconds. The oxygen valve appears to eventually open slowly, in which case we got some strange pulsings of the motor, which sort of was chugging along there for a bit. Then the kerosene ran out early because of a lack of back pressure. We just got pushed out very quickly, and then it finished off with a large plume of oxygen, which has just sort of faded away like a mist at the end.
No, but maybe not at the proper rate.
Yeah, so. But the regulator could be stuffed.
Well, you can check that.
That was chronically cold. I mean, I know you can't really check it at that temperature. I suppose we could.
No, I'll test it now and see what happens, because if it was stuffing up there, I don't know whether the cold... There was no ice on it.
No, we weren't going to put
it. But tomorrow, I won't put that until the end.
But we better put them
okay.
on anyway.
And
yes.
We're going to have the hose up over the valve, dribbling water over the valve. So we're not going to get ice freeze up around the valve. We'll just have water running over it continuously.
Running water? Oh, yeah, all right. Sounds good.